As lawmakers consider a deal that would lower the number of public school buildings where students would qualify for performance-based vouchers, Ohio's largest school groups are raising concerns about it. The proposal from Republican Senator Matt Dolan says only buildings getting Fs would stay on the list where students would qualify for EdChoice vouchers for the next 3 years. Barbara Shaner with the Ohio School Boards Association says that would take 899 schools off that list of more than 12,000. But, she says, just $10 million has been set aside for high school freshmen who would be eligible for private school vouchers if their building is considered failing.
And that's going to be a cost to the districts for the next 4 years for that one student.
School groups are also concerned about the expansion of income-based vouchers, which the state does pay for. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.